It's time for What's Up with Opposition Leader Simon Bridges.
Hello there, Mr. Bridges.
Hello, how are you, Mikey?
You're very well, thank you. How's your week going?
Oh, it's going pretty well. You know, it's going pretty well. You know, just another day in Parliament. A lot of bits and pieces all morning, but a question time.
You've got to make it sound more busy than that. Another furious day in Parliament as we decide the future of the nation. That's all.
8:45 NBR interview, 9 a.m. stuff interview, meeting with my whips, meeting with RNZ. Oh, look, I could run you through it. It goes through to about 10:30 tonight.
Well, the last thing you need then is to have to chastise one of your top team members there about promoting fake news. What's Judith Collins up to there on her Twitter account? And is there a disciplinary process when that sort of thing happens?
There is. Look, I suppose discipline is a matter of judgment for me.
Well, she thinks she's been tricky.
I think there, you know, if you look at it, I mean, to me, it's not, it's not at that level. She got the wrong source. In general, look, of course, MPs, including Judith, should get those things right. She acknowledges that. But the underlying issue, which I haven't sort of gone into much detail, but, you know, she feels strongly about, is a valid one, and there's sort of no issue there. As I say, I mean, what's the lesson from it? Hey, let's try and all be a bit more careful about our sources and so on. But actually, some of the stuff in the story, as I understand it, is valid, and stuff that you've seen in The Guardian, the Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but the problem is that some of it's not as well. You know, so it's not right. It's not a good look for the team, is what I'm saying. And I'm wondering whether, does she get a telling off? Do you have to, do you just do a now everyone? Your attention, please, to deal with those situations?
No, look, she didn't get a telling off. We had a conversation about it because I just wanted to see what the deal was. And, you know, given I know the inevitable, media that would be from that, just make clear to her what I'll be saying. You know, as I said, I've been clear in the media. She's got the wrong source. You know, we should get those things right. And, you know, my MPs, they all know, actually, we held to higher standards than, you know, Joe or Jenny out on the street, and that's the way it rolls.
Now, the speaking of the way it rolls, the poll rolls, polls. The polls are looking pretty good for National. You didn't do so well in the preferred Prime Minister stakes, but I mean, if the party's strong, then that's really what counts, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, no one should, you know, I'm not here to say to you, you know, preferred PM and all that stuff isn't important. It's not unimportant. But the truth is, you know, what determines that the power in our political system is your party vote. And it's pretty, I think the only thing I would say is, you know, it's early days. Actually, it's a long game. We're motivated. We're not.
It could be a lot,
Could be a hell of a lot worse. And the reality is, at 45%, I don't think we've ever actually seen this before. See, the normal story of opposition is government's in for a while. People get sick of them, throw them out. The new team comes in. They actually build and lock in support post a budget.
But it should be a bit more deep than that, though, shouldn't it? Than just sort of the ebb and flow. You know,
I think you're right. And so I think what we're seeing here is something that's quite different. We're actually, you know, as a result maybe of the election, of some of the things the government's doing, and our strength, we've held up very strongly, actually, marginally even a bit sort of stronger since the election. I think a lot of it comes down to, Mikey, the economy, and I'm not talking about some pie in the sky, the big boys in town. I'm talking about down at the ground level. Most businesses in New Zealand are small, and I think there's a lot of pressure that they're feeling and that they sense that the government has a role and a responsibility, and that then flows through into household pressures. And so I think that's a big part of what's made and kept National, you know, as you say, polling pretty high, very highly.
That's what I was going to ask you, is what are the things that you think are really hitting it for people that are confirming in themselves, you know, that they're a National Party voter at the moment? The National Party 2018 sort of key reel them in points.
I think it is. I think it's the economy. I think it's a sense that, hey, we can't be complacent about that. Actually, there's a lot of uncertainty. Some of the things the government's doing is worrying those businesses and those business people. And like I say, I'm not talking the big guys. I'm talking just the plumber down the road, the hairdresser, the florist, these sort of things. All of the sectors in New Zealand, the numbers are going down. We've seen unemployment track up a bit. We've seen the employment numbers soften a bit. We've seen growth come back a bit. They're worried about things like the industrial law stuff and unions, the oil and gas decision, all these things, which we can have different views on. But if you put it all together, that's creating a worry. And I think when people have those worries and concerns, they have a sense that National is a stronger party on those issues. I think there's just, then you move on from that. And what you've also got is just, take a household, you know, let's take an average household in Auckland.
Are we painting a picture of the average National voter? That was going to be my next question.
Well, look, no, let's say Labor or National voter, right?
Because
let's
it sounds say, a little bit like what used to be called a Labor voter. Plumbers and unions.
Totally right. You know, I think you're totally right. And I think the truth of that is, you know, we are perceived these days as really a workers' party, a party that does well there. And, you know, you may disagree with it, but I think when I get out and about and I meet people, you know, I see someone who, you know, is doing okay but wants to do better.
I think there's a perception that people who have workers that work for them vote National. That's definitely a perception.
I disagree with that. Because I tell you what, you know, let's talk about business people. 90-something percent of business people in New Zealand are small business owners. By the way, most of them, it's just them. You know, Johnny the plumber is there by himself. You know, the hairdresser is there by him or herself. And so that sort of thing. And they see the taxes coming on, you know, the fuel taxes and so on, and that hits them in the hip pocket. And they're already finding it, you know, not easy. And they say, hang on. I thought Jacinda Ardern and the Labor Party and the Greens and New Zealand First, they were going to give us nirvana. Actually, I've found it finding this tough, possibly even tougher than I was a year ago. And so I think that's the stuff that's coming into a play here in the poll.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about this morning is the mental health inquiry is going on at the moment, and it's not looking good at all. It's looking probably worse. I think everyone agrees, worse than what anyone expected.
The
amount of work that's going to have to be done to untangle it, if it's untangleable, and I mean, is the National Party prepared to shoulder some of the blame for the decisions that were made while you're in government that have left us in this shitbox of a situation?
I agree with most of what you're saying in terms of, look, hey, this is really complex, and I tell you what I accept, and that is, you know, if I take my own sort of story. I've got a young family, young kids. I feel very blessed that we haven't been affected personally by significant mental health issues, right? But what I have noticed since I've been leader is whenever I talk to younger people, you know, and by younger I mean, look, whether it's 15, 20 or, you know, 28 8-year-olds, this will always be first or second issue that is raised, right? And, you know,
it's also a massive election issue as well.
Yeah, no, totally right. My point to you about National would be this. This crept up on us, and you can argue whether that's right or wrong, but I would argue 10 years ago when I first went into politics in 2008, this was not something that was on the horizon. I'm not saying it wasn't there at all, but
that's exactly the time when the sweeping changes and cuts were made that have left us in this situation.
I don't agree with that, but my only point was going to be this. So this happened. You can argue, I think, you know, that we didn't go fast enough. But by the end, you know, we had put hundreds more millions in, and we had 100 million there that was there, despite what Labor says, that was going on 17 evidence-based things that the chief science advisor had said were the right things to do. Now, what the government has done is they've come and said, nah, we're not doing that. We'll put that money back into the general pot for other stuff, and we'll have an inquiry. I don't have an issue with the inquiry per se, in as much as, you know, I know Ron Paterson, the guy who's doing it. He is a top class guy. He used to be a lecturer at Auckland Uni when I was there. I've got utmost respect for him. But it is more talk when right now actually what we do need is action. And I think, to your point, yeah, it's complex, but I do think we know some of the things that we need to do. You know, there are evidence-based answers out there that we could get on with, and we should be getting on with, rather than just continuing down the path of more talk.
I think, yeah, I think my point was more that it could have been avoided in the first place. But anyway, you've got our MBR at 1:45. So thank you very much, Simon.
Mikey, good to talk to you, man. Talk to you
soon. That was What's Up with Opposition Leader Simon Bridges.